Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Friday morning, and we'll be chatting here with some folks from Ascension Via Christi here in just a moment. We'll also talk with Karen Hibbert a little bit later on from the Manhattan Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. So looking forward to that here this morning as well. As mentioned, though, we will start with Ascension Via Christi, and we have our regular guest here, Bob Koppel, the president and CEO of the hospital, joining us. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you here, and he's brought along with him a guest, dietitian Brittany Petty from Ascension Via Christi. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to talk with both of you here. We're going to be talking about the month of February. It's Heart Health Month, and I think maybe that's tied into Valentine's Day a little bit here, but it's a good, I think it's one of the best months really to kind of talk about this because of that close-knit with hearts and Valentine's Day. But that's kind of our focus here, at least early on, Bob.
Sure. So actually, I'd ask Brittany to join me today. Just one, there's been some recommendation or changes in some of the recommendations for heart healthy food choices. But Brittany's always just been a great resource to kind of talk about health and eating and making good choices. So,
yeah. So like Bob mentioned, the Heart Association just updated their guidelines, I think for the first time in the last 15 years. And the biggest change that kind of came from that is that they went from really strict focused recommendations, you know, using percentage of calories and everything like that, to kind of more broader, personalized recommendations that I think for most people would be easier to start doing or start following. So I thought that was a really great approach to that, because I think that way it's less intimidating for people to make changes towards heart health.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the changes that were made there? I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, sure. So like I mentioned, they're a little bit more generalized. So one of the things is, you know, instead of focusing on your BMI should be between this much and this much, it really takes more of a personalized approach. So it talks about achieving and maintaining a healthy body weight based on the person. So that might be something you discuss with your physician or dietitian. You know, what's a healthy body weight for you that's a realistic weight to maintain with the diet choices you can do and everything like that. It focuses on, you know, instead of X amount of servings of fruits and vegetables per day, it just really encourages eating plenty when you can and eating a variety of fruits and vegetables. So that way it kind of promotes whenever you can include it into a meal or a snack, just go ahead and try to do that. Talks about choosing healthier sources of protein. So it doesn't give you a, you know, set amount of 3 ounces of chicken, 3 ounces of beef every time. It just really wants you to focus on where that protein is coming from. So this one is a little bit new in the fact that it promotes kind of plant-based proteins first, like beans, nuts, and seeds, and then incorporating the leaner proteins such as chicken, fish, turkey, stuff like that. So I thought that one was kind of a new one where it focuses really on that plant-based protein as well. It still promotes minimally processed foods and still promotes avoiding added sugars as much as possible. But it just talks about making small choices with those first. You know, if you normally reach for a can of soda every afternoon, a few times a week, maybe trying to go for a flavored water or some tea or something like that. So those small changes really do add up. And I think that's what these new guidelines are trying to promote to people, that you don't have to make these huge changes to see differences in your health.
Okay. That's interesting. And, you know, I know I struggle with it. I know a lot of folks struggle with it as well. But sodium's another one. Is that any changes on that one?
No, the recommendations are pretty similar for that. You know, about 2,300 milligrams a day, unless you have hypertension, then it's about 1,500 milligrams a day. And that really ties into avoiding the processed foods as much as possible. And so if you focus on that, and if you focus on including more fruits and vegetables and whole foods, it kind of goes hand in hand. You'll subsequently lower your sodium intake by doing just those two things alone. So you don't necessarily have to write down or track exactly how much you're eating, but if you follow those guidelines, the chances are that you'll decrease the amount of sodium you're eating without even realizing it.
Okay. Well, and this is probably a good deal too, because, you know, foods, we've seen the price of groceries going up. A lot of prices are going up at the grocery store here, but, you know, fruits and vegetables, still relatively cheap and really easy to incorporate into your diet.
Yes, and you don't have to do fresh. You know, frozen is just as good. Canned, there are more canned options that are no salt added, or you can do canned fruit, just not, you know, avoid the heavy syrup. So you're not limited to just fresh if people are feeling like that's a restraint and you don't, you know, you don't want your food to spoil and waste that money. Frozen or canned are good options as well. You just have to kind of look for what's there.
Okay. Well, I know that the hospital offers some weight management opportunities and diabetes education. Can we talk a little bit about that?
So, sure, Brandon. We've had a weight management program. This is physician supervised. That has been in place actually more than a decade. Certainly encourage people to, you know, if they just need some additional help, they want to lose weight either because of the health issue or they just want to be healthier, certainly encourage people to look at that as an option. And that's led, Dr. Dobek is actually our medical director, just does a great job, very engaging. The staff are with folks and kind of meeting them where they are and trying to help them. And I think that also is very true of our diabetes education program too. It's really the only resource for a lot of that education and training in the community. And that, you know, we just see a real range of folks who need that support. And it's everything, you know, we've got moms who are expecting or certainly that are at risk for certain issues. We've got folks who maybe have had a cardiac event and kind of everybody, you know, in between. So certainly, again, encourage people to take advantage of those. Those do require physician referral. And then our cardiac rehab program, we do both phase two and phase three. So phase two is kind of that you're still under the care of a physician and what you're doing is exercising under the guidance or watchful eye of some registered nurses and some other staff. And then we also do a phase three program, which is people who just are looking for an opportunity to be exercising, but perhaps because of some past health issues are a little nervous about going to the rec center or going to just a fitness center where there's not clinical people there. So we actually have our phase three program, just a lot of people come and still just work out, but they're there. And we again have our clinical nursing staff, et cetera, there just as part of that program. So certainly, again, these are all about things that we can do to improve our health and services that we can provide, you know, through our organization. Certainly glad to do that.
All right. And you said there's a couple that require a doctor referral there. Which ones were those again?
Yeah. So like for diabetes education specifically, that's typically somebody who's under the care of a physician who said, you need to go ahead and look at this program and go to those sessions. The classes are actually, a lot of this is one-on-one and it's just counseling. It's help with, you know, food selection, meal choices. There's a lot of interaction with medications and what you eat as well. And so it's just, again, these are all clinicians who are there to support you. That typically is, people are led to that by their physician because they're seeing them because they've had an issue or had an event. And so this is kind of their next step.
Okay. Well, it's a good programs that are being offered here for people who need it. And, you know, just little simple choices. I know we always talk about that, but that's really all it takes. And then just sticking to it.
You know, I think Brittany's points a number of times of it is just making that choice to maybe not take the can of soda, but have a glass of iced tea or, you know, the food choices. Do you pick the low sodium soup versus the normal? I mean, it's all of those things, they really do accumulate and add up. And I think, you know, your other comment, Brandon, the sustainability, I think that's a challenge for all of us. We all like to be healthier, right? But it's,
yeah.
It's taking those steps every day. And we do have some folks, we're blessed to have some folks like Brittany who will kind of help you down that path and give you some counseling, give you some support. Just the information is huge. So just encourage people, you know, to be thinking about that, reach out, talk to your, you know, again, this all goes back to talk to your primary care provider, about your goals, concerns you have, and let them help you kind of lay out that path.
Brittany, I might just ask you real quick, as a dietitian, that counseling component, how beneficial is that for a lot of people who want to make better choices with their health?
I think it's very beneficial. Like Bob mentioned, just kind of helping, getting help wading through all of the information that's out there, especially with social media. I won't get on my high horse about that one right now because I don't have enough time, but it's confusing. And you have one person saying this thing and another person saying another thing, and they might not even be qualified to give that information. So I encourage anyone who just even wants some basic ways to improve their overall health, to have their primary care send them to a dietitian, even if it's just once a year or one time, just kind of having a good starting point and knowing that the information you're getting is evidence-based and has that, you know, that research behind it can be helpful too.
All right. Good information here this morning. We're going to continue on here in a moment. We got to take a quick timeout. But more with Ascension Via Christi in a moment here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.